This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
92.7 WMDX. Gordy's out today. Matt Rothschild is in the studio helping us out today, and we're having a great discussion here as well. I want to open the show with a text that we got a while back, and it's Matt in Middleton. We have not forgotten about some of your texts, and I thought this was a great comment. He said, they want to break the system. We're talking about the Trump administration now. Break the system they don't understand. Reminds me of when my father tried a Rubik's Cube 5 minutes in and he threw it against the wall. Great analogy.
I never could get that Rubik's Cube. I know some people can make it work for them, but
in
I never.
In 3 seconds. I don't know how they do it. You know, they do it in 5 or 6 seconds, right, Sam?
You've seen the videos, crazy. Right? I was going to say, can your kids do it? They seem like the kind of people who would be able to do it.
Well, no. We don't have one around. But,
oh.
My smart brother, who is great at math, could do it, but I can't
really?
Do it.
Oh, man. See? It's crazy stuff. Let's talk about Pam Bondi. She's the Attorney General in Florida.
Yeah, former Attorney General in Florida.
And now she's up for Attorney General for the United States, and I think it's a better pick.
yeah, you know,
at this
Matt,
point.
Matt Gaetz had to, you know? had to get off. Yeah. So,
but there's some controversy over her pick as well, because way back when Trump donated $25,000 to her campaign at a time when she decided to drop an investigation into Trump University.
Yeah. Yeah, so that kind of stunk to high heaven.
That still stinks to high heaven.
It does.
that hasn't gotten any better.
She also didn't prosecute Jeffrey Epstein when there was allegations were pretty ripe down there. And then after the 2020 election, she was out there promulgating all the bogus theories about the stolen election. So she's been a Trump loyalist from day one. She's been rewarded for it. Now she's rewarded again.
Yeah. Now, there is one other thing to think about when you're thinking about Pam Bondi. She's also reportedly been in the hot seat as the subject of a legal case, a custody battle with a Louisiana family over their St. Bernard Master Tank. That's the Bernard's name, Master Tank, who went missing after Hurricane Katrina. The family told the Tampa Bay Times that Bondi stole the dog, while Bondi accused the family of neglect. So she did take the dog and blame the family for neglect. The case was settled before trial, and Master Tank, happy ending, returned to his family.
Dog kidnapping
right.
story.
Kidnapping story. What kind of heart does she have? None. All right, let's go to Joe. She's on the line. Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
Hey, I'm veering off a little bit, but kind of hits with the same theme of, are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this? There's something about Republicans and dogs that's a little unsettling. And I think it's a little unsettling
yes.
what Nancy Mace has been doing with women's bathrooms. Mm-hmm. As a woman who uses women's bathrooms, I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. I am, however, concerned about... what is being suggested as a way to handle this, you know, terrible, terrible problem? Mike Johnson puts this through, right, to
right.
say that Sarah Davis cannot be using women's bathrooms, all right? Mm-hmm. But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this, to figure out how to enforce this, will be the sergeant of arms at the Congress.
Wow.
And all I can think of
it's a guy.
Is that person is going, are you kidding me? You know, now I don't even know if the sergeant at arms presently is a woman or a man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I probably should have looked that up. But I thought, You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. How are you going to possibly enforce it? And AOC had an incredible line as to, you know, how terrible this was. And she's absolutely right. What, I mean, are you going to have somebody standing at the doorway? Because it's not just Sarah Davis who may be trans. There may be other people who may be suspect. Other, are you a woman? Are you a man? So how are you possibly going to enforce this? Are you going to say, drop trial because I don't think you look right? Are you going to say that to daughters? To, you know, your wife has to drop trial to be able to get into the bathroom to pee? I mean, come on. How do you possibly enforce this? I think it indicates it's the whole entertainment idea. Oh, look, we're going after trans women without thinking of any possible consequences. It's really not unlike saying we're going to deport all these people without thinking about any consequences. We're going to have tariffs. What are the consequences? Right. How, you know, that poor sergeant at arms, I think that's the story to follow, is how he or she is possibly going to enforce this regulation. So there you go, guys. More entertainment from the Republicans. Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
And I really would like to just walk into the bathroom to my business.
All right. Exactly. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. The thing is, you know, in these bathrooms, you know, there are privacy walls around each of the women's stalls, right? So I don't see a problem here, and I understand that the Senate offices and representative offices have their own bathrooms in them.
Yeah, so it's just a way for Nancy Mace, to get attention and to keep this anti-trans propaganda, you know, in our faces. I mean, Trump ran on it. Eric Hovde ran on it, and there were disgusting exploitation of this issue, and it's really should be a non-issue. And Nancy Mace is just out there scapegoating trans people again and making life miserable for them.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get into another angle here of the Trump administration putting in place Project 2025. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this station and in civic media. We have looked into it. We've played cuts of it. We've talked about each and every element of Project 2025. And Representative Melanie Stansberry unloaded, I guess, apparently, on this whole loathsome piece of cluster thing of unqualified cabinet crackpots that Trump has chosen to carry out his fascist manifesto, Project 2025. Anyway, their job is to purge the U.S. government, paving the way for a fascist, authoritarian dictatorship. And this is a clip of Melanie talking about it. Let's listen. This is cut 144, and this is Melanie Stansberry.
We've got now a worldwide wrestling executive who's going to run education. We've got a sexual predator who was about to have a bipartisan report released by the House of Representatives to be our AG. We've got a Fox News commentator who's going to run the military for us. So if my colleagues across the aisle want to talk about qualifications, they want to talk about efficiency, they want to talk about the federal workforce, then let's talk about it, because you're talking about putting into place leadership in these federal agencies who are absolutely unqualified, who are dangerous, and know nothing about the agencies that they're about to be appointed to lead. So this is not about qualifications. This is not about having a qualified federal workforce. This is about laying the ground for the purge that they plan on January 20th and in the days afterwards. And we know that because the very organization for whom the chairman just submitted this letter of support is the Heritage Foundation, who wrote Project 2025, which gave us the blueprint for the purge itself and what they are planning inside every single one of these agencies. Yeah. So we need to be clear-eyed about what this actually is and about what is trying to be accomplished and why, 4 weeks before we're about to adjourn for the holidays, the Republicans are bringing this bill to a markup without an actual hearing.
It's amazing.
This is modern McCarthyism. They are preparing for a purge. They are going after members of the federal government who are advancing because they are people of color, women, LGBTQ+, other members of our community who have been excluded systematically from participating in federal service and leadership positions, and then they're going to put their own unqualified loyalists in there to take out our federal workforce. Mm-hmm. That is what this bill is about. It's about creating a statutory framework to do that, and we're going to fight it every step of the way.
Wow, that is frightening. Actually. Yeah.
You know, and I hadn't heard her before. That's Melanie Stansbury. Yeah. She is a representative from New Mexico, Democrat from the Albuquerque area. We need more people like this.
We do.
Who will just stand up on the floor and give it right back to them and really explain to the American people what the agenda is of this MAGA party that Trump now heads.
Dick, we've got Dick on the line right now. Let's go to Dick and see what he has to offer this morning. Welcome, Dick.
Well, right before I left this morning, I watched a little bit of MSNBC, and they're on there examining these picks. And I just would share this. The only person I think qualified to examine these picks is somebody with a white coat, a clipboard, and a degree in psychiatry. Otherwise, everything else is out. This, I mean, and last but not least, that kid I keep talking about was a position I thought of what it's going to be. ATF, perfect for him, right?
Yes, I know. Rittenhouse?
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be surprised if it happens.
I'm not going to be surprised, no. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and you know, Dick mentioned, you know, having psychiatrists evaluate these people, and it is a good laugh line, but, it also was a cry line because I remember psychiatrists warning us back in 2015 and 2016 that Donald Trump was a pathological narcissist.
Right.
And if you look up in the mental health dictionary under pathological narcissist, you know, he checks every box.
Yep, he does.
No empathy whatsoever, must be right all the time, can't accept defeat, is sadistic, you know, one after another. And that's, you know, who we have. And it was shocking to me how many people, you know, said they didn't like Trump, didn't like his personality, but still voted for him again this time around.
Boy, that is so true. And if you watch the movie The Apprentice, you kind of figure out why Trump has this philosophy that he has from Roy Cohn. He took it to the 10th level, of course, but that is why he is so successful. He never backs down, never admits defeat. We've got more coming up. We're going to talk about nixing overtime pay. We'll get to that in a moment.
I'll just jump in here quick. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Gordy's out today. Matt Rothschild is in the studio helping us out a little bit. And right now it is time for Brittany Merlot. And let's find out what's going on in the weather. We have 41 degrees currently and a high of 43 today. That's locally. But we want to find out what's going to happen in the weather. I mean, it's you know, kind of weird out there. It started raining earlier this morning. And now it's cleared up a little bit, but it's still kind of chilly and a little windy. What's going on?
Yes. Yeah, so we have that low-pressure system kind of still lingering in the area and a high that wants to try to build in for the weekend, but it's so far south that it's really not going to clear these clouds much. So what we have going on is still some breezy winds out of the northwest, probably around 20 to 25 miles per hour throughout the day today. And that's going to keep us, obviously, at around the same temperature. Mm-hmm. So we're only going to rise, would you say, like 3 degrees in Madison today?
Right. Exactly. You know, my watch, my Samsung watch says feels like temperature. So can we do the feel like temperature yet without, you know, bringing up the wind chill?
You've already brought it up.
Oh, here I did. I did it again.
Wind chills are my favorite. Oh,
I know.
I wish
me
they were
too.
Keeping that terminology.
Me too. But, no, we. You know what? Let's fuck the trend, okay? I mean, there's no law. Yeah. They're not going to come out and arrest you for using the wind chill, okay?
I'm going to use it.
All right, let's
keep using it.
Let's be rebels on this, okay?
I like it. Well, I like it.
I wanted to see how much of a rebel you were, and I went to your Facebook site, and you are a thrill seeker beyond anyone's imagination. And you know, no one else is with you in any of the pictures that I saw. Are they afraid?
Nobody wants to be seen with me.
That's right.
They didn't make it.
They didn't make it. That's right. I believe you. But it's wild.
Oh, goodness.
But I did watch the aviation video that you put together. That was really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the Top Gun theme underneath, rolling through the whole thing. That was cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People should definitely check your Facebook site out for that.
Are you jumping out of planes? Is that one of the things you do?
That's next. That's up next.
Yeah.
I was just having those conversations. That is hysterical because, get this, my nail lady, the girl who does my nails, she's talking to me. She knows she's getting the hint I'm a thrill seeker and stuff. And she's like, have you ever jumped out of a plane? I'm like, no, not yet. She goes, I have. And by myself, she blew me out of the water. I'm like, what?
Oh,
this little lady in Wausau, she's just jumping out of planes out of nowhere. And she's like, you can do it all by yourself from these training advantages and points. And I'm like, very interested now. So that's on the bucket list.
Well, it takes one bad jump.
That's what we were talking about. I was like, what's worse?
Yeah,
that would be the bucket.
That would be it.
You feel so alive.
All right. So coming up this weekend, I'm traveling to Illinois. What can we look forward to this weekend for weather?
Oh, yes. Actually, pretty much calmer weather. By tomorrow, the winds will ease. We'll see spots of sunshine out there, still hanging out in the low 40s. And then Sunday, we'll see more clouds out. Not as breezy still, and then rain rolling in by the afternoon, which if you're going to be up north, which you're not, don't worry about it. That'll be a little bit of a wintry mix and snowfall. But for most of the southern half of the state and down into Illinois, just some rain rolling in Sunday night and into Monday. But by Monday afternoon, those temperatures do start to fall. So that's when we could see some flurries flying around out there.
All right.
And also find the warmer weather gear because next week, oof, lows in the teens. So you know the highs are going to be around a freezing mark.
Well, you know, one thing, I just remembered it's deer hunting season. Deer hunting season starts tomorrow. So no snow, basically, for deer hunters to track. Okay? All right?
Pretty much all melted,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. That's
unfortunately.
It.
But
even up north.
I think the colder temperatures will get them moving a little bit.
All right. All right, Brittany, thanks for your forecast.
You're welcome. I look forward
to talking to you again next week.
Have a good weekend.
Right. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Rocker's coming up in just a few moments here on the John and Gordy Show. I want to get to this story. I thought this was outrageous. And the person who wrote this story said it's ridiculous that the media didn't pick up on this. But last Friday, a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump struck down one of President Biden's most pro-worker policies, his effort to ensure that far more Americans benefit from overtime pay. Around 4 million salaried workers with lower incomes are the losers in this particular judge's decision. Around 4 million additional people would qualify for overtime protections under this change by Biden. These are people who make more than $35,000 but less than $58,000 a year, but don't currently qualify for overtime. And to oversimplify this, bosses have reclassified many of these workers as managers, right, exempting them from federal overtime protections. The Biden rule would have made them eligible. So, this is worse than inflation. This is a huge cut in your ability to make money.
Yeah, this is just highway robbery for working people. And, you know, Project 2025 wants to get rid of overtime pay completely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Trump was trying to run as a friend of working people, and you know, he had the Teamsters guy talk at the Republican convention, which I thought was outrageous. And he tried to say, well, we'll give you a break. We won't tax tips. But here they're going to rob people from all their overtime pay, which is unreal. I mean, it was the labor movement that got us the weekend and that got us paid holidays, paid vacations and overtime pay. And now they're going after overtime pay. It's going to be a full on assault on labor rights that we're going to see these next 4 years.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think that at the same time now, because of this rule and this judge's decision, now it's up to Trump to show everybody, well, you're going to stick up for this and put this rule in place or what? Is he going to stand up for this, stand up for labor?
Oh, no way. No way. I mean, so people who thought he was a friend of the of working people are in for a big surprise.
Do you remember what Project 2025 said about this? I think they were going to get rid of the 40-hour work week and make it a 40-hour, 7-day work week, right? Which would take care of any kind of overpay.
Right. And I overtime, think we can also expect to see, lowering of anti-child labor laws so that, you know, younger and younger people like they were in, 1910 will be in the workplace.
Well, that's what they want to do with choice, school choice. They want to make sure that, kids could get into the job sector right away, even in middle school, and start sending them off on that path right away. All right, well, we've got Rocker coming up in just a few moments right here on the John and Gordy Show. Matt Rothschild is our guest this morning, and we hope to hear from you as well. Give us a text if you can, and let us know what you think.
It's the John and Gordy Show. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I want to rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Rock you like a hurricane.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band.
Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Rock and roll, shout.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. John, take it away.
Very good. Thank you. You didn't memorize that just from Gordy talking about it.
Well, I've been listening to it three times every morning for like six,
I do
months.
Too, but I don't remember it. I could say some of it, but I wouldn't put it together into a coherent sentence. But anyway, I'm just exhausted. it's hard following the administration administrative process. Basically, I mean, Trump isn't in power yet, but he has been the Don, the boss behind the scenes,
total Don. Yeah. And some of it is just diversionary, I think, because it doesn't really matter whether it's Matt Gaetz as Attorney General or Pat Bondi. Mm-hmm. They're going to do what the boss wants. They're going to do what the Don wants. And so if you have someone who's doesn't have as disreputable a background as Matt Gaetz, the policy is going to be the same. They're going to weaponize this Justice Department. They're going to go after Trump's enemies. They're going to go after Nancy Pelosi, just like he said he was going to, and Adam Schiff, and maybe broadcasters. You never know.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Better watch out, John.
I know. We're getting our patches, and we're going to be pirate radio in the not-too-distant future here. We've got Rocker in the studio. We've got local rock and roll music, statewide music, You know, I've listened to the program, and I hear great songs all the time. I want to find out who these people are. Is there a way to get digitally online at least? Never mind. That's something I'll take up with the with the engineers. But, you know, I really want to find out a lot about these groups that I hear on your program. It's fantastic. Well, we've got a great talent here.
You can definitely hear the podcasts of the individual interviews that we do.
You can.
With these people and our whole show, of course, at civicmedia.us.
I've done that.
And we have a great show planned for this weekend, I'll tell you. Let's start Max Inc. Radio, 6 to midnight, Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. And this week, we have VO5 is going to be coming in. And they are going to be talking about Catterday. So Catterday is... It's the 24th year of Madison Cat Project, so it's going to be Catterday Night Fever.
This sounds sad.
I love Catherine. Catherine Capillaro is great with VO5. I love her, yeah.
All right, Catterday. So we're celebrating cats?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Catterday. Well, that's why you got to tune in to Max Inc. Radio. Hear all about it. Catterday with, we'll have Andrew and we'll have Kat in here to talk about it.
Excellent.
The next person we're going to have in the studio this weekend, Mackenzie O'Brien. She's going to be here. She's playing at Whiskey Jack's this Saturday night. She's going to be stopping into the studio before her show to tell us all about what's going on with her. And then Girls Rock Camp. Beth Killey, she is the executive director of Girls Rock Camp. She's going to tell us all about the fundraiser they have coming up in January. Then, Live in the Lair with Paige Kleber. Now, Paige is an 11-year-old girl, and she got started with Girls Rock Camp. So she's going to be in here for an entire hour of interview and performance, and she's going to be backed up by Beth Killey, who on mandolin and guitar, and Jenna Jonas, who is the Mama Drummer of the Year on bass and percussion. So it's going to be a really interesting show.
That sounds really good.
It's going to be good.
11 and years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's totally amazing. She just put out her first album. It's called Blinded, just like a month or two ago. And she'll be in performing the whole thing right here in the studio.
Really? The whole
thing? Yeah. Wow. And you know, it was kind of funny because I went and I looked up and I said, you know, when did Taylor Swift, you know, actually like kind of come out? I was like, you know, when did she put out her first album? Her first album was 16, right? So, well, Paige is coming on the show. Her first album was at 11. So she's got a little jump there. I think she's a really good artist. So I brought in some music for her. We're going to take a listen right now.
All right.
Paige Kleber, this is Playing Hard to Get on her new album, Blinded.
That's really good. That's a catchy tune.
Yeah. And she writes her own music.
I was going to say.
Yep.
She wrote this.
Right. And went and recorded it in Beth Killey's studio. So when they were kind of listening to this, they said, geez, you know, someone this young doing that kind of thing, they need support. We need to help them out.
Absolutely.
And now we come along. We say, hey, let's
definitely
put the bullet in the gun and shoot it out there for, you know, the mass population and see what they think. And, you know, get this girl started because she, I think, has a promising career.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to do the whole album, right? She's going to do the whole album.
It's an EP, so there's six songs. She'll be doing six songs.
All right.
And actually, one of them is completely new, not even on the album, you get to hear it first.
Is there a way for her to actually have this released?
It already is released.
No, on your show.
Oh, well, I guess we'd have to talk to the artist on that. I can't speak for them and negotiate contracts.
Like a pretty cool deal, though. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. So Paige Kleber, this weekend, Live in the Lair. That's at 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday night. So tune in to hear her and her brand new music. Mackenzie O'Brien Band. We've kind of talked about her before. She's from Chicagoland. She comes up and plays in Wisconsin and all over the Midwest. She also kind of double times in Nashville. And she's playing Whiskey Jack's on State Street tomorrow night, November 23rd. So right before the show, when she goes on stage, she's going to walk over here and come in here and interview on the radio.
Oh, great.
So tune in Saturday night, 7:30 on Max Inc. Radio to hear Mackenzie O'Brien Band. And let's listen to a clip of her music. We brought this in once before, but, you know, this is radio. We'll be a little repetitive. This is Sugar Daddy Issues.
Sleepy Joe slid into my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, hola, me De Niro, and I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues.
That's cute. Now, is it me or I'm just so easy to please this morning? I just love that song too.
I pick them for you, John.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I like?
I do. And guess what? I know you like the Mark Croft Band, and they're actually playing tonight, November 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Red Rooster on Seaforth Road. Mm. And you can also catch Mark Croft Band November 27th at the Balanced Rock Winery up in Baraboo. They're five-piece Americana, and it's a night of roots and rock Americana. By the way, Mark Croft won Singer, Songwriter, Performer of the Year for 2024 MAMA Award.
All right.
And so we have a song. It's called Alligator. This is Mark Croft.
No, we don't need no fancy stove. All we need is a nice warm engine. Yes, and a good long stretch of country road. Now I got something for you, darling. It's a little delicacy that's by you born. And it'll pair quite well. Yeah, so I'm calling ahead just to let you know. Bringing some of that radiator, alligator, sweet potato pie. Gonna make the long way home and I'll cook it up home with some corn and a side of rice. Gonna get on back by the railroad track. It's just about supper time. Gonna grill it up good underneath the hood.
Well, it's gonna be a good time at the Balanced Rock Winery in Baraboo. Wow.
And at the Red Rooster tonight.
Oh, yes, Red Rooster.
I love the Red Rooster. I've been there a couple times.
Oh, that is really turning into, you know, one of the best venues for really having a diverse lineup of bands, really keeping it flowing and mostly local. But they bring in kind of some national touring artists that you may not see at other clubs. So hats off to them.
Yeah,
great
club. Yeah, it's right off of Flom Road and 51 there.
Yeah, yep. Let's see. A couple of interesting things coming to the Orpheum Theater here Saturday, November 23rd. That's this Saturday, 8 p.m. It's the Best of Pink Floyd. It's a band called Eclipse. They're going to be at the Orpheum Theater. And the Orpheum Theater will also be hosting Steely Dan, their Holidayne show. That's a tribute to Steely Dan, of course. Saturday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. That's at the Orpheum on State Street as well. So a couple of good shows coming up just next door to us.
Yeah.
And Sam Ness, he has won so many awards for the Mamas. It's incomprehensible. Mama 2024 Male Vocalist of the Year, the Folk Alternative Song for 2024, and Video of the Year for 2024. That's just this year.
Wow.
Not counting about 15 other awards over the last 10 or so years. He started in theater but decided on music at 15 years old, skipped college to tour Europe. The guy, he's really good. Mm-hmm. His name is Sam Ness. He's going to be playing Balanced Rock Winery up in Baraboo November 22nd. This is his song, Storms Inside of Me. Sam Ness.
Right. Swimming golden skies. And I'll breathe in forest green. And I will scale these mountains. Face these storms inside of me. Somewhere in northern Wisconsin, I found my gravel roads. And though the river washed my body,
found that I've no heart of gold. Thought that space would give me freedom, but the emptiness felt cold. Turned my back on resolution, untrusting what I know. There's roads for no one else.
See, you mentioned roads in a song.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned a place in Wisconsin in a song.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. He's,
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Sam Ness. Oh, Sam Ness, really good. Balanced Rock Winery, November. When was that? Coming up? November 22nd.
Yeah.
So that is actually tonight.
That's today.
At 6 p.m.
All right.
Let's talk about the Parent-Child Happy Hour, Music and Movement. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. Garver Feed Mill on State Street, Sundays, November 24th from 12 to 3. It's a family-friendly outing where both you and your kids have a blast. Find the Music and Movement. It's live performances, a craft station, and a bounce house for the kiddos to get their wiggles out. And while the kids are fully entertained, parents can relax and enjoy brunch or sip on cocktails from the Garver Lounge. Bounce House, interactive musical instrument station where you make your own maracas, open mic hosted by Girls Rock Camp. And if you buy a ticket for your kids, it helps support Girls Rock Camp's financial aid program. More info at garverevents.com.
Pretty cool.
Let's move on. Dana Perry. She is actually the executive director of the Madison Area Music Association, music coordinator at Cargo Coffee East, and an instructor and a coach at Girls Rock Camp. She's playing Saturday, December 7th at the Crystal Corner with the Earthlings and Crib Crapper. And also November 30th at the Harmony Bar.
Crib Crapper.
On Atwood Avenue and Uncle Jim. Well, they're crib shh, but we'll just call them Crib Crapper because we're on FCC compliant radio.
All right.
Let's
well, that's even better.
Let's listen to one of her songs here before we run out of time. Dana Perry, Everything Is Moving.
All right.
Oh, Madison, how I love this town. Plenty of room to grow. Love is all around. Show me what I want to see. Show me how it starts and ends with me. Cause I tell myself this is just a moment, just a story.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good music. It always feels so good to hear good music.
Hey, John. You know what goes great with good music?
Let me guess, a mattress?
A Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides. They're online at verlo.com. They're handcrafted, and you can sleep better and dream bigger if you have a Verlo mattress.
You sold me on it.
Great.
All right, great. This is the John and Gordy in the Morning Show. Matt Rothschild is our guest this morning, and Rocker's in the studio. We're playing local and statewide music for you. And it has been fantastic so far. I remember everybody's mentioning a location in Wisconsin, so I'm there, you know. Well, let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can keep that string going here.
Well, that is pretty cool. I love when people write songs, you know, and mention Madison and,
exactly.
and get the spirit
or,
going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, you know, a lot of times that's something that you won't hear with, you know, a national or an international artist because they're writing songs that are like for everyone. Sometimes, you know, you get a local artist. They aren't under the same guidelines in a way, you know, right? So I think that when you listen to local music, you're hearing music from their heart. Because there really isn't anybody beyond maybe their friend producer or something that's telling them, hey, you do this way or, you know, fit into this pocket.
Right.
And you really hear original music, how it was truly intended by the artist, I think.
Right. And they bring the influence of their music into it by mentioning where they're from and little events around the state that they attend, and they mention it in the song as well. That's what I just love about local music.
And how did you like the Mark Croft song?
A great song.
Alligator. Have you ever had an alligator?
I have, actually, yeah.
Oh, really?
I went to New Orleans, yeah. It's fantastic stuff. It's like chicken, but
a little more, right?
A little more expensive.
Wow. Well, let's talk about Madison Roller Derby. November is the doubleheader, Saturday, November 23rd. That's this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Alliant Energy Center. It's the Madison Rolling Dolls. Madison Roller Derby, I should say, is a local 501c3 organization, and they put on a flat track roller derby league in Wisconsin, in Madison, and they provide a positive community and competitive sport in a fun atmosphere. My favorite team is the Mad Rolling Dolls. They kind of like are the people who really beefed that up around this area, and they're going to have DJ Shotsky. And she's going to be there in the weekend to play some polka dancing music between the bouts. So it's really cool. You can get more info at madisonrollerderby.org.
Now, you wrote here it's flat track roller derby.
Flat track roller derby, yep. So it doesn't.
So the tracks aren't curved or, you know, they allow people to just go on a flat track. I mean, it sounds like an accidental thing. You know, you're going to have a lot of people, like, getting out of control.
That's kind of the point of roller derby, isn't it?
Right. You know, I think the flat track allows for more collisions.
Yeah, it's like wrestling on rollerblades.
All right.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I think everybody should get out and see it. December 14th, January 18th, and February 15th, it's Madison Roller Derby. Get out there and get some roller derby. It's going to be pretty fun.
All right.
Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. Mm-hmm. They are going to be at Outlaw Night on December 7th at the High Noon Saloon. It's Folk Rock Outlaw. Greg Hall, he's from Western Wisconsin. He's been a cornerstone of the scene up there for half of his life, and he's played on over a dozen albums with over 100 recording songs. Mm-hmm. And now he's coming out with a new album, Exit 222. And he's going to be at the High Noon Saloon December 7th, premiering that album, and also as the featured artist of Outlaw Night. And so I've got a song. This is brand new by Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. It's called Woman Like You.
Hot as fire, soft as rain. Splendid behavior, she don't complain. She's got a diabolical plan. Yeah, she'll bust some skulls, get her man. Anybody and they'll tell you it's true. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. Strong as whiskey and sweet as wine. She holds a mark and walks the line.
Well, another good one.
Greg Hall, you know, he did a lot more Americana and blues, mm-hmm. and he's been working with a Nashville producer. So he's adding a little bit of this, like, kind of country element into
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah.
And trying to broaden his career right now.
I'd like to know where Exit 222 is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a place. I didn't even really think that it was an exit off of a freeway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, you know your roads.
I do.
Do you travel a lot? You do a lot of road trips, driving?
I did a lot of road trips in the early days to see America. You know, it was the whole big deal in the 60s and 70s.
So. Before it falls
I believed
through.
It, yeah. Before, yeah, California still here. Fell off into the ocean. You know?
I bet you learned your lesson about taking road trips across America when you ran out of gas that one time.
Yes.
And your friend tried to siphon gas out of somebody's car while you were in a bar. Drinking away your gas money.
Yes, absolutely. And it was crazy. It was crazy, right?
What does it feel like to drink your gas money?
No, it's fine, you know. My friend is out in the parking lot getting gas for me, you know.
The plan B.
Yeah, but I soured on long trips when I flipped my car over in Amarillo, Texas. Oof. So
wow, that sounds like a song.
You're right. We got to get a hold of
you. Got
to
get back into songwriting. I think we got to put a band together, John.
Yeah, see? We'll talk to Greg Hall and get the Wrecking Ball to back us up.
Get a banjo guitar solo.
Yeah. Well, there we go. But then Gordy won't be a guitar player on the song if there's a banjo. Yeah.
Are we done?
Oh, we are done.
Yes, we're done. We're almost out of time, Rocket.
Yeah.
All right, all right. I'll save my throwback for next week.
All right. That's it for the program. I wanted to get to our song, you know, our theme song that Gordy actually wrote and played on, but we don't have time for that either.
People are going to hear it in our Thanksgiving special.
That's true. We are going to feature it. And Matt, thank you for joining us this morning.
Anytime. It was a lot of fun.
It was great stuff. All right. We'll take care, and we'll be back again on Monday.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.